Hello and welcome to episode 38 of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. Maybe it's just here to stay. Apologies for the voice, even though we don't apologise for our appearance or how we show up. We never have to apologize, but here I am apologizing. I hope it still sounds okay. Wow, what a start to the podcast. Anyway, I feel like it's been a couple of weeks since the last episode, which it has. I have had the craziest couple of weeks, crazy but super grateful, as always, for everything that I get to do. First of all, I went to Scotland. We go around the same time every year, just because it's actually the anniversary of my granny dying, which is my dad's mum. So around the 4th of November every year, whichever weekend it falls closest to, we go up to Scotland to visit my granddad and just be there as a family. It's just really nice to see everyone, catch up with everyone. But in December, it's actually going to be my dad's 60th, and my dad is Scottish. So we thought, why not throw him a party whilst he's in Scotland, where all his friends and family live anyway? So we did. We managed to keep it a surprise, and it was the best surprise. I managed to get hold of all my dad's old friends' phone numbers. They all made the effort to come too, and it was just a really fun night. So that was the other weekend. We got back on the Sunday, and then that Monday, me and Rye took a trip to Budapest. So I actually booked it for his birthday back in February. And Budapest, 10 out of 10, would recommend if you enjoy a city break. We had the best time, three nights. We actually booked a night river cruise. But we just got that into the evening, having a few drinks, playing card games, that we probably set off, or we did set off a little bit too late to the port, and we actually ended up missing our boat. But it was fine. We just booked one for the next night and got on it the next night, and it was absolutely beautiful. So I'm glad we decided to rebook. So yeah, that's been my past couple of weeks. This morning was my first run in about 2.5 weeks. I haven't gymmed. I haven't really been focused on my nutrition that much. And you know what? That's okay. We will always have days, weeks, sometimes months like this. They are all part of a healthful, happy life. Connecting with family, doing things you enjoy, doing things that fill your cup and make your soul happy, which the past 2 weeks definitely have. So it's super important. And there's no such thing as quote unquote perfect. And actually the perfect life does include all these different events. So this week's episode, I created a post for Instagram this week, which read, three things you'd expect me to do as a fat loss coach, but don't. If you don't already follow me on Insta, head over to Instagram and type in @coachedbyholls, H-O-L-S, and you'll find me, give me a follow. I'm going to delve into one of those slides a little bit deeper. So, one of the slides read, I don't share many before and after pictures. And there are many reasons for this. The main reason being is that they fuel comparison. And they fuel comparison in two ways. The first way being between the person in the photo and the viewer on social media. The viewer may start to question their own journey, compare their own body to the picture, bringing up feelings of jealousy, envy, maybe even inadequacy. Comparison is the thief of joy, right? We never want to feel comparison between two people. The second way it would fuel comparison is for the person in the picture. The comparison between their body in the before picture and the after picture. This promotes the idea that smaller is better, that being in a smaller body means you're more liked or more successful or a better person, which just isn't true. You are the same beautiful person no matter what body you are in. People love you not for your body shape or size, but for who you are as a person. And something that I do to help clients realize this is ask them to ask two or three of their closest friends or family. Ask them what their, Ask them what their favorite thing about you is. So maybe go to your partner, your brother or sister, mum or dad, friend, auntie, whoever it is that you're close to. Ask them what their favorite thing about you is. And I can pretty much guarantee they name a personality trait that you're caring, you're kind, you're funny over your physical appearance. Before and afters also support the idea of I'll be happy when. That you'll only be happy when you reach a certain dress size or a certain number on the scale. Of course, you can work towards that as your goal, but ultimately the goal is happiness, no matter what body shape or size you are in. You can and you should appreciate and be grateful for the body you are in now whilst achieving your goals. And again, body gratitude is something I work on a lot with my clients because accepting and appreciating the body you are in is super important. And this can be done through body gratitude, appreciating your body on a daily basis and everything that it does for you. It literally keeps you alive all day, every day, without you even having to think about it. We should all be grateful for our heart, our lungs, our digestive system, our arms to hug our family, our legs to be able to walk, everything. So practicing daily gratitude like that will really help you appreciate and accept the body you are in while still working on your goals and becoming an even better version of yourself. Another downside to before and after pictures is they are often used for marketing. So a coach will often put a client on super low calories, training 5 times a week, aiming for something ridiculous like 15,000 steps a day. They'll get the before picture and then the after picture 6 weeks later, seeing a huge difference, and use that as their marketing. Now, of course, the client has seen great results, but is that sustainable? Is that realistic? No. Super low calories, you can't maintain. Training 5 times a week, the majority of people I know and coach can't maintain that, and quite frankly, don't want to maintain that. And is 12,000 steps a day realistic? No. And actually, 5,700 steps a day is optimal for health. Will the client have likely put on the weight they lost? My voice has gone again. Okay, I'm back. Will the client have likely put the weight they lost back on a couple of weeks later? It's likely so. A diet is only successful if you can maintain the results. But you don't see the true after. You don't see 3 months later, 6 months later. And the coach will use that before and after picture to market themselves for months, even sometimes years later. We are starting to see a lot of this at the moment in the lead up to Christmas. Lots of 6 to 8 week challenges with the goal being to lose as much weight as possible. Showing you before and after pictures, probably taken the same time last year, maybe attracting the same clients as it did last year. Those clients will be there thinking, this worked for me last year, I'll go and do it again. If you have to do it again, it did not work last time. Pre-Christmas 6 to 8 week challenges come with their own red flags, but I am going to do a whole separate podcast on that soon. So listen out for that one. If my client wants to take before and after pictures, sometimes I recommend it, especially if they are fixated on the scales. Having the visual can help, especially to see results that might be masked on the scales. So if my clients want to take before and after pictures for themselves, absolutely, I'm all for it, but I won't be sharing them on my social media feed. So that is us done for the day. I just wanted to delve a little deeper into the reason I don't share before and after pictures. If you have found this episode useful, please feel free to like the podcast, review, and share it with others. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, love you. Bye.